welcome back to this next episode on Braveheart Talks, where we are looking at the relationship that we have with ourselves. And this week, I want to talk to you about your routines. Let's talk about it. Why is routine so important and why do we need it? Why do some people thrive in a routine and other people just struggle with it? Is routine important? Is it necessary for my faith life? Or is it just that some people are more organized in life and others are not? Well, the Bible does not explicitly use the term routine, but there are several passages that suggest order, discipline, and regular habits are beneficial for a healthy, God-honoring life. For example, 1 Corinthians 14:40 states that everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. This could be talking about ministry or work or just a principle that can be applied to everyday life. This scripture is suggesting to us that a structured life is more desirable than a chaotic one, and I think we'd probably all agree. So having routine is not about control or living a rigid life. It's about creating structure that supports your well-being, your spirit, your soul, and your body. It's often in routine that peace, purpose, and His presence is found. If you think about humanity and our physical bodies, what keeps us functioning is what we call our circadian rhythm. It's the way that God designed your body to work. God designed your body to function to a 24-hour internal clock that regulates your physical, mental, and behavioral cycles. And these cycles or patterns or rhythms impact different areas of your life. So we have sleep and wake cycles. We have digestion and mood cycles. The way your heart beats and the way your blood flows around your body is a cycle. It's all to do with the rhythm of the body and the way that the body works. Well, routine can be viewed like a rhythm or a cycle. Your mind and your body thrive on predictability. Even science teaches us now that predictability or routine lowers stress and calms you down. And this is because when you know what to expect in your day, your energy isn't spent frantically trying to make decisions or worrying about choices. When your day has rhythm or routine, it gives little room for anxiety. You see, routine builds trust in yourself, which may sound a little strange, but it's a really important factor that when it comes to being a confident person, you need to know that you can trust yourself. When you are repetitive with healthy habits, your routines become a quiet evidence that you are trustworthy, and you start to believe in yourself, and you start telling yourself, I can rely on me. I can depend on me. Routines are good because they help you prioritize what truly matters. Because if we don't have some sort of order in place, then we live reactively instead of living intentionally. Think about it like this. Routines let you design your days around your values and not just according to your to-dos. In other words, you start to put time and energy into what really matters and not just what shouts for your attention. In Psalm 55, the psalmist speaks of praying at specific times. He makes mention of praying in the evening, praying in the morning, and in the noontime, showing us his routine of prayer and teaching us that having a close relationship with God doesn't just happen, but we must be intentional. And the way we become intentional is by putting daily discipline in place. I think many of us are trying to regulate a spiritual walk with God and develop a closer relationship with him. Or maybe we're just even trying to improve our mindsets or the things that we meditate on. But actually, I believe that if we can get some physical things in order first, then it's much easier to get the internal things in order. For example, one of the practical things that we can get in order in our lives is sleep, because sleep is so important. Now, I know some of you may be in the baby or the young children season of your life and feeling very sleep deprived right now. But trust me, God designed you to have children at a certain age and stage in life, right? Because he made allowances. He gave a grace to you to function on a little less sleep than anybody else in this season. So God covers you with grace at the stage of life that you are in. But some of us, we abuse the time of rest that we could be having or should be having because well past the midnight hour, we are watching Netflix or we're scrolling social media and filling our minds with all sorts of nonsense instead of allowing our mind to rest. Sleep is important because it's when the body repairs and recalibrates and resets itself ready to go again the next day. Cells heal, muscle tissue repairs, and all this happens when you're resting. But we're going to dive deeper into this topic next week. The way we eat is another practical thing that we can fix, and it's so important to us because you are what you eat. We've all heard that expression said before. And if you're not taking time to put healthy food in you, get a good meal, cook some healthy meals, then and your natural go-to becomes sugary snacks, caffeine and processed food, then our moods will fluctuate as well as our energy levels as we encounter sugar highs, sugar lows and a whole bunch of additives surging around our bodies, causing our hearts to race and our legs to twitch. And that's when you find it hard to function and concentrate. But when your body feels supported, when your body feels healthy, when it's had good food, when it's had a good night's sleep, your mind and your spirit follow. So simple routines like having a bedtime or have some reflection time at bedtime, you know, like turn off the phone, turn off the TT, just have some thoughts about the day and be thankful for the day. Staying hydrated throughout the day is another great thing that you can implement. Give yourself a break from your phone, put them on do not disturb, have an hour in the day and where your phone is on do not disturb, because that can have a huge ripple effect on the well-being of a person. And the more together the body becomes, the stronger the spirit of a person becomes. The book of Proverbs will often contrast a diligent person with a sluggard. Another word for a sluggard is a lazy person. It contrasts what a disorganized and chaotic life looks like versus a life of routine and good habits. And it talks about things like rising early and careful planning and seeking wisdom. And it says when you live life like this, it becomes a blessed life. Proverbs 6 tells us to observe the ant's way. I mean, of all the animals that God tells us to learn from, he tells us learn from the ant. Of all the animals that he made, learn from the ant. Because the ant has a disciplined life and a very high work ethic. And the Bible says this is how we should live our life, not by questioning or moaning why we have to do the things we do every day, but just get up with a positive attitude and know that I was born to do this and I can do this. Because every day, my due diligence is making a difference to the person that I am becoming. So in closing, I just want to remind you this, that routines are not cages to imprison you. They are not containers to hold you. They are not there to restrict your freedom, but actually they're there to protect it. Because when your days have structure, you have more energy and room for spontaneity, creativity, and joy. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Braveheart Talks. Please share, like, and subscribe to this podcast. And don't forget to head over to the link in our bio and secure your conference tickets today.